Georgette, a spy. Graham Seaton. The reputation of Scottish author Graham Seaton Hutchison, 1860 to 1946, as a fascist sympathiser, has outpaced his memory as an author of espionage and adventure fiction, written under the Graham Seaton byline. Hutchison joined the army in 1909 and served in Africa until the outbreak of World War I, in which he served valiantly but controversially. He propounded several theories about warfare that proved effective for the British Army to implement, earning him a promotion to Lieutenant Colonel. He opposed retreating from an enemy's attack and is reported to have boasted that he once shot all but 2 of 40 of his own men when they attempted to retreat from an advancing German army. After World War I, he came to believe that the Versailles Treaty was unfair to Germany and became attracted to fascism and Hitler, ultimately being paid by Joseph Goebbels to write positive articles about the Nuremberg rallies. He belonged to and founded several fascist and socialist organizations, though the advent of World War II softened his positions and finally changed them altogether. Hutchison wrote a series of military adventure espionage novels featuring Colonel Grant, beginning with The W Plan, 1929, which had been proofread by D.H. Lawrence, who thought little of it. Nonetheless, it was plot-driven enough to inspire a Victor Saville-directed 1930 motion picture of the same title that starred Brian Ahern, Madeleine Carroll, and Gordon Harker. The series concluded with The V Plan, 1941. By the time his literary output ended with The Red Colonel, 1946, when Hutchison died, he had turned against Nazism, and his own novel reflected that turn of the tide. The poet Ezra Pound, who had his own flirtation with fascism, was a fan of the books, which are all but forgotten today. I have been unable to trace the original publication of this story. It was collected in My Best Spy Story, edited anonymously, London, Faber & Faber, 1938.